With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the United States military has taken action today, blasting three sites in Iran, directly joining Israel's effort to destroy Tehran's nuclear program. The decision to involve the U.S. comes after more than a week of strikes by the Israelis on Iran that have moved to eradicate the country's air defenses and missile capabilities while damaging its nuclear enrichment facilities. Both the U.S. and Israeli officials saying that the American stealth bombers and a 30,000-pound bunker buster bomb offer the best chance of destroying the heavily fortified sites connected to Iran's nuclear program. Now, that is buried very deep underground, and officials still don't know just how successful it was, but they're still very hopeful. And Mr. Trump says that all aircraft involved in this mission are now on the way home and all are safe. Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil has been released from a federal immigration detention program. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the story.
The former Columbia University graduate student left a federal facility in Louisiana on Friday. Khalil was released after a federal judge ruled the government could not keep him detained. The Trump administration plans to appeal the release. The government says Khalil must be expelled from the country because his presence could harm American foreign policy.
Elsewhere now, Israel's military is preparing for the possibility of a, in their words, a lengthy war with Iran. It says it struck another Iranian nuclear research facility overnight, killing three senior Iranian commanders in the latest targeted attacks. And there's still the prospect of a much wider war as well. This is SRN News. Well, don't be surprised, but your pastor might have a second job.
According to numbers from the National Survey of Religious Leaders, 35% of all clergy in the U.S. are bivocational, meaning they hold down a second job to make ends meet. Amongst evangelical Protestants, nearly half of all pastors have a second job, compared to just 14% of Catholic and 11% of mainline Protestant clergy. Overall, the percentage of preachers who are bivocational is going up over time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Satanic Temple, Iowa, has filed a complaint accusing state officials of discriminating against the group because of its members' religion, having denied them access to the state capitol building for a December holiday event. In 2023, the group's holiday observance garnered national attention that after a Mississippi man destroyed their Iowa State House display depicting the size of a Satan. This is SRN News. Russia's economy minister saying again his country is headed for a recession. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Economy Minister Maxim Reshetnikov delivered the warning at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, designed to highlight the country's economic prowess and court foreign investors. Russian business news outlet RBC quoted the official as saying, "The numbers indicate cooling, but all our numbers are like a rear-view mirror. Judging by the way businesses currently feel, we're already, it seems to me, on the brink of a recession." Economists have warned of mounting pressure on the Russian economy due to lack of investment in sectors other than the military. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Now, recapping our top story now, President Trump today saying the United States military has struck three different sites in Iowa, or in Iran, and he says those planes are now on the way home. More details at srnnews.com.